offscouring. A group of people despised and cast aside like rubbish, scum, or riffraff. You've made us as the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. Lamentations 3:45. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. 1 Corinthians 4:13. Christians are beginning to understand that the world hates them. Some act shocked, while all are disappointed. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24:9. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Luke 6:22. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. John 15:18. So we see that the Christian is not going to be popular in the world. We will be despised and rejected of men just as our Lord was and is. In 2016, Hillary Clinton referred to us as a basket of deplorables. She received a tremendous applause from her audience. This was an eye-opener to the conservative populace, but it should not have been. Times change, but people don't. A big lie that Satan has sold to Christians is that tolerance of the wicked will cause them to be nice. Wrong. Just as Jesus is a stumbling block and a rock of offense, so is every professing Christian. I say professing because it is the spoken word, our testimony, that is offensive. Somehow Christians convince themselves, I wonder who inspired this idea, that the faith should be a private thing, something they held in their heart and kept to themselves. Wrong. We're salt and light and are commanded to preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. We're to storm the gates of hell. Matthew 16:18. When we do the above, be obedient to Christ, we will be treated as the offscouring of the world by the unbelievers.